This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The government has reiterated that the country's petroleum and LPG supply situation is fully secure and under control. The country has 74 days of total reserve capacity and actual stock cover, including crude stocks, product stocks, and the dedicated strategic storage in caverns is around 60 days right now. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said all retail fuel outlets have enough supplies and there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. The ministry yesterday informed that India is receiving more crude oil from its 41-plus suppliers across the world. The domestic refinery production has been ramped up by 40%, bringing daily LPG output to 50,000 metric tons, which is more than 60% of the country's requirement. It said approximately one full month of supply is firmly arranged, with additional procurement being finalized continuously. Oil companies are successfully delivering over 50 lakh cylinders every day. The ministry said the cylinder demand had gone up to 89 lakh cylinders due to panic ordering by consumers and has now come down to 50 lakh cylinders again. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that India's economy is doing extremely well under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Speaking at a summit organized by Private Channel in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju noted that India is dependent for its energy resources on other countries and it is managing its energy crisis very well. Mr. Rijiju also emphasized that Indian ships continue to pass safely through the Strait of Hormuz, reflecting India's strong diplomatic outreach and global standing.
If our ships are passing through Strait of Hormuz, some ships have already passed through and rest are likely to be very soon. That shows the position of India. India is one of the few countries who could speak to all parties. Our Prime Minister had got a call from US President. Our Prime Minister spoke to Israeli Prime Minister. Our Prime Minister spoke to Iranian President. Our Prime Minister spoke to all the head of the government of the Gulf countries. India is today sitting in a very comfortable situation despite challenging atmosphere. It is because of a decisive, very matured leadership.
The West Asia conflict has intensified over the past 6 hours, with Israel reporting fresh strikes inside Iran and expanding operations across Lebanon. Israeli officials say their forces carried out a wave of attacks in the central Iranian city of Isfahan and confirmed the killing of Alireza Tangsiri, the naval commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, along with other senior naval officers in an overnight strike. Israeli officials claimed that Tangsiri had been directly responsible for operations involving the mining and attempted blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iranian authorities have not yet issued any official response. Israeli forces also struck targets in southern Lebanon, including Tyre and Kfar Roman, while issuing evacuation warnings to residents south of Zarani River. The United States has stepped up pressure on Tehran, warning of further consequences if negotiations fail. Iranian officials have rejected a U.S. ceasefire proposal, calling it maximalist, and instead presented their own conditions for any deal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday held bilateral talks with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot at Abbaye de Vaux-de-Cernay in France. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to France to attend G7 foreign ministers' meeting with partner countries. He also met with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that they discussed the advanced bilateral agenda of both the countries. He said they also discussed recent developments in West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Minister of Korea, Cho Hyun, and discussed further advancement of their partnership. In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, defending champions India began their campaign with a commanding 3-0 win over Pakistan at the National Football Stadium in Mali, Maldives yesterday, eliminating their rivals from the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.